Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Go, your faith has made you well. Words from the gospel reading for today. In recent weeks, our church has been gradually and cautiously easing some of the COVID-19 protocols. And of course, these are done within the health and diocesan directives. You might have noticed that readers, intercessors, and now preachers may now remove our masks indoors for liturgical speaking only. Of course, that's a way of saying, if you're not reading, preaching, or doing the intercession, keep our mask on. But, you know, in the church we use language like liturgical speaking. But that's basically what it directs us to do. But despite the requirement that only one person may unmask at any time, and that the unmasked speaker must be stationary and physically distant from others by a minimum of 4 meters, these changes have been welcomed by many. It has also been quite encouraging to see people returning to the church on Sunday morning. Yes, we all miss the form of worship, the rituals, the singing, and the connections which have meant so much to us over the years. I want to share with you just a couple of responses to the bishop's letter on the recent changes to the protocol. One person wrote to me and said, "This is indeed great and welcome news." Someone else wrote to me and said, "It is a start to normal times." Now, this is certainly an example of how we could yearn for what makes us normal, isn't it? Because as faithful and trusting children of God, we often identify what we lack, what we desire, and what we need for us to return to normal, as we often take these requests to God in prayer. And today, my friends, the gospel brings us to the story of Bartimaeus, someone who exhibited great faith in quite dire circumstances. And the gospel reading for today points us, more importantly, to a loving God who has the power to save. When was the last time that you or a loved one went through a series of medical tests, and after days or perhaps weeks of uncertainty, the doctor advised that the results are negative, and in this case, negative is good, and that everything looks good? But sometimes it's not that specific, and the results might be inconclusive. Then what happens? We do the additional test. But until our follow-up appointment to get the results, there are probably some anxious moments. Don't we all go through that? But from the gospel reading for today, we know that with the healing of Bartimaeus, the results were immediate and conclusive. The gospel tells us that Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a popular resort in those days, when a blind beggar on the roadside appealed for help from Jesus. We know from historical records and certainly from scripture that beggars were common in Jericho and other towns because many occupations in those days demanded physical labor, and people with disabilities were at a severe disadvantage. So for this individual, it was even more severe, as blindness was considered by many to be a curse from God. But despite the scolding he received from people in the crowd, the man persisted and eventually got the attention of Jesus. One might suggest that perhaps Bartimaeus was persistent because he knew what he wanted and what he needed and was not afraid to ask for it. And despite the efforts of the crowd to shut him up, Jesus heard his appeal and his deep faith was rewarded. And so began a face-to-face meeting with Christ. We know from the reading for today that Jesus had posed an important question to Bartimaeus. What do you want me to do for you? If Jesus asked you that question right now, what would be your response to that question? Especially as you know that it is asked by someone who has the power to grant your wish. But that is what Jesus asked Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus seemed to know that Jesus had the power to grant his wish. Let us hear Jesus asking us that question. I would imagine that our answers might vary, especially as there are things that many of us take for granted, like family, like friends, like good health, like financial security. I think it's clear that most people have some form of food and shelter, although we should not take it for granted, for many do not. And of course, we have freedom to worship. What's on our list of petitions these days? We know that Bartimaeus requested something that was important to him, his sight. And this is what he said, "My teacher, let me see again." And so he recovered his sight, had a new beginning, a new lease on life. The answer to his prayer through his direct encounter with Jesus. And then Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And another version of the Bible puts it this way, "Your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you." One interpretation of these events suggests that Jesus contradicted the idea that blindness was punishment for sin by reaching out to heal the man. And some biblical scholars have suggested that Mark shows Jesus with power and action beyond preaching and teaching. For Jesus did miracles to prove who he was and to help remove doubts about his identity as God. And my friends, we too can experience healing according to the will of God and our own faith. We are aware that pre-COVID, anointing and prayers for healing were offered in this sanctuary here on the first Sunday of every month and on specific occasions. And last Monday, the church celebrated the Feast of St. Luke. St. Luke, the healer. St. Luke, the physician. But in addition to prayers and intercessions, these are offered up at every Eucharist with the conviction that the power of God through the Holy Spirit can accomplish more than we can ever ask or imagine. So Bartimaeus, with strong faith and conviction, pleaded with Jesus, and his answered prayers should give us all, each and every one of us, should give us hope. Through his faith, Bartimaeus welcomed the opportunity for Jesus to change his life. He received his sight, and not just physical sight, but new insight into the power of the God we serve. So my friends, if we are at the point where we might be losing the will to continue, let us persevere like Bartimaeus in asking for God's grace and for God's mercy. For Jesus hears our cries for help and responds according to his will. But lastly, the scripture tells us that the man who was healed decided to follow Jesus. Yes, he was convinced. Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him on the way. He was truly aware of maintaining a close relationship with Christ. And that is what could happen to you and to me whenever we have a real encounter with Jesus. Jesus pronounced the words which could be interpreted as follows: your faith has made possible your recovery. God's power can change our lives today and give us clear vision, not just sight. So, my friends, we are encouraged today. And let's bear in mind 3 points from what we've discussed today. First of all, let us have the faith and courage to approach our Lord and make our request. And having made that approach, let us be determined and never give up, because everything happens in God's own time. And thirdly, we must not only be bold in calling on Jesus, but also in following him under all circumstances. Bartimaeus saw with his hopeful heart, and Jesus healed him. And today, Jesus is asking us the same question. He's asking you, he's asking me, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? And I imagine that beyond the obvious, perhaps God is offering us new insight in these challenging and changing times. And we who profess the Christian faith must be unlike the people who ordered Bartimaeus to be quiet, who ordered Bartimaeus to shut up. Instead, we should encourage others. We should be open to different ideas and perspectives and be united in God's love. My friends, we are a people of hope, and we continue to make intercessions before God in prayer. So in the midst of all the changing scenes of our lives, we pray that the Holy Spirit will guide our walk with Christ to believe, to ask, and to experience the salvation of our gracious and merciful God. And so, my siblings, my sisters and brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you today in the name of God, who is Father, who is Son, and who is Holy Spirit, and God's people will say, Amen.